You did more than practice law.
Yes.
You also had a hobby.
Well, I'm a bird hunter and a fisherman. I used to fly an airplane. I did a lot of things. I wanted to get the last full measure out of life, and I've always tried to do that.
Tell us about your hunting and your hunting dogs. You must have had certain ones that were really special to you.
Well, I've had several Labrador retrievers. Started off with Roxy, and then Lucy, and currently Maggie. They're my girl retrievers. I always like to have girl bird dogs because they're interested only in hunting. The boy bird dogs are interested in other things. I've always had a hunting dog since I came out of law school.
Today, you're 84, you're still hunting.
Oh, yes.
What's it about these black labs that are so special?
They're so smart. They're gentle. They're loyal. If you had a friend that was a person, you'd want it to be a Labrador retriever.
That's good. You have some great stories. Are you writing a book?
I'm not writing a book. I'm putting together a book of photographs of my waterfowl collection with narrative on where I've shot the bird, who I was with, and where I was. As a matter of fact, I'm scheduled to donate my waterfowl collection to Woolly Rock Museum in September of this year.
How big is that waterfowl collection?
45 birds. 45 ducks and geese. I've been collecting it forever, and I finally completed it except for one duck. My book is called The Last Duck because I don't have it.
They represent every variety of duck.
Every variety of duck and goose in North America.
What is the variety you don't have?
It's called the king eider.
And where is that normally?
It's in the Aleutian chain. And the season is in January.
Well, that's quite a collection. Do you have them in a warehouse?
No, I have them in my family room. All 45 of them circling in my family room. My wife's going to miss them, and so am I. But I don't want them to end up in a garage sale somewhere. So Willow Rock, they've been down and taken a look at it, and they want it. They're going to get it in September.
That's great. Do you have a hunting story that you can tell us about?
Yes, one of interest, I took my two youngest sons with me to Penobscot Bay, Maine, which is the largest bay in New England, to hunt the common eider, E-I-D-E-R. The tide goes in and out, of course, at Penobscot Bay. It's in the Atlantic. And when the tide is out, the ducks are rafted up out in the ocean, and they fly in to the shallower water to eat crustaceans, which is their principal food, and then they fly out when the tide goes back in. We didn't know what we were in for, but there are rocks in the bay. So you hunt the birds by sitting on these rocks and camouflage. And of course, when the water goes out, the rocks are elevated, and when the water comes in, the rocks are underwater. They take you out in a cruiser, and they park it in the bay, and then they take you in an outboard out to your rock. So my boys and I were sitting on these rocks shooting these king eiders as the tide was out. And I turned to my middle son, who's now 60, and I said, "Sure hope they don't forget about us on this rock when the tide comes in." He said, "Dad, look at your feet." I looked at my feet, and they were underwater. The water was up to my calves. And about that time, we heard the rung, an outboard sound. And here comes the outboard to pick us up. We get in the outboard and pull away from the rock. And Ted said, "Look back, Dad." And we look back, and the rock was gone.
Oh, my.
That's one of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
Look back, Dad.
It's not just ducks and geese. How about turkeys?
Wild turkeys. I hunt wild turkeys in the spring in western Oklahoma. Hunt pheasant in Kansas and quail in western Oklahoma.
Can you do a turkey call?
I can.
Let's hear it.
Well, the male turkey has the gobble. The female just goes tick, 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 tick. And the gobbler goes, row, row. You hunt turkeys in the spring and make like a girl turkey, and you call up the male. You hear the gobble, then you make like a girl turkey, and then if you're concealed enough and the male turkey is excited enough, he'll approach the sound that you've made for the girl turkey, and then when he gets within about 40 yards, you take him out.
You've taken quite a few of them out, haven't you?
I have. I have one that weighs 20 pounds. It's mounted standing on the floor in my family room.
Wow. That's wild animal kingdom in your family room.
It really is. I have an antelope there. I have a kudu there. I went to Africa, shot some African antelope. I have an impala. That's not a 57 Chevy. It's an animal. There's lots of critters in my family room.
I'm saying that's been great for you to have that get you away from the office and the firm and all that and have that to be out with nature. Don't you think that was really beneficial to you?
I think it was wonderful. My father had a friend by the name of Clay Jennings. He took me hunting and bought me my first shotgun, taught me about the outdoors. Dad was not interested, but Clay was a bachelor, and he kind of adopted me.
How old do you think you were when he bought you your first shotgun?
Oh, I was about 14.
So he planted the seed for you?
That's correct.
Was he a neighbor?
No. He was just a good friend of Dad's growing up. He was with the city of Tulsa when he died. He smoked a lot. His covers caught on fire, and he died in a fire in an apartment in Tulsa. He was a great friend and somebody I admired. He would make me memorize poems and recite them to him. I used to be able to speak and say Dangerous Dan McGrew and The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert W. Service. I used to be able to recite them. You know, those days are gone forever.
Right.
He was the one that started it all for me as far as hunting and fishing is concerned.
Who knows? If you'd never met him, you may not have gotten into that at all.
I probably wouldn't have.
And it shows that when we take an interest in children, and I'm sure you passed it on to others.
Yes, my boys are all hunters and fishermen.
You never know when we're going to plant a seed, do we?
That's correct. And we go out a lot together, hunting and fishing together.